Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, my friends, another live edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be here for the next 3 hours, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight, blasting out on the AM and FM dial across the country, simulcasting at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and .TV, and Global Shortwave during the day, all 3 hours on the big blowtorch, WWCR 9475. Then, of course, back from 9 to midnight on WWCR at 3210. Can listen anywhere on the face of the planet. Ton of news, several guests coming up today, so you'll definitely want to stay with us. OPEC members should pump at will, Qatar minister says. And we knew this was going to happen, so they can get Lord Bush reelected. Plus, they always pull this scam. They can gouge us for a while, then cut it back for a little while, then bring it back up, and we'll seem to submit to that a little bit better. The question is this really going to happen? Because the oil companies are so greedy, and they're the ones making most of the profits, not even the Arabs, that they're going to claim that, it's problems with refineries and other things, so the prices have to keep going up and up and up and up. We'll be getting into that for you. Also, speaking of energy, Enron traders caught on tape. I'm sure you've heard about this. This is really old news. I mean, out in California, he later became Army Secretary, Mr. White, but they would march the news media and members of the legislature in front of computers running fake programs showing them the trading system. In truth, they just set the price at whatever they felt like. And now these tapes have been released of them talking about how to scam people. But that's just par for the course. And I want to go over some financial markets forecasts and analysis and look at the real economic numbers in America. They're not very good, my friends. Also, there's some photos and some video out now. In Boston, 5 protesters went onto a public street in front of an Armed Forces Career Center, a U.S. Army induction center, basically, and stood there on top of a milk crate with the hood on the head and the wires in the hands, simulating that first famous picture we saw a few months ago of the person at Abu Ghraib, one of the detainees. And a recruiter ran out, assaulted them, and then called the police on them, and one of them got arrested. And it's all on video. So now you get assaulted, and you get arrested, something that is the First Amendment. Of course, don't tell them that in Georgia. The feds have gotten the governor to declare a preemptive state of emergency, and they're banning protests in many areas, many counties of Georgia ahead of the G8 that's going to be going on next week. So we'll be getting into that report. Newsweek coming out and putting their spin on things. Abu Ghraib scandal cover-up. Bush insists that a few American troops dishonored the country, but prisoner abuse was more widespread, and some insiders believe that much remains hidden. They've already declared all the torture stuff in Afghanistan secret, and it's admitted that the CIA ordered them to carry this out. That's all admitted. But again, Newsweek doesn't want to get into that. They want to ignore the facts. Also, got a report here. Pizza man saved by gun but fired for packing heat by Pizza Hut, Big Brother Hut. And we'll be getting into the new America where defending yourself is a bad thing. You should just let people kill you. Homeland Security awards $10 billion border security contract to Bermuda Company. And we've got a guest coming on to go over the pending draft legislation targeted for spring of 2005. Draft will start in June of 2005. That's right. It's all coming up. Huge broadcast lined up for you. Stay with us.
Wow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's already Wednesday, my friends. The second day of June 2004. You're now into the second segment of this global transmission against tyranny. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, and we do have Jacob Levitch from Counterpunch joining us. The Return of the Draft, a bipartisan production. You're almost guaranteed of it next year. Multiple bills introduced in the House and Senate. Draft boards being reformed. And the neocons are still in abject, total denial, saying they'll never support it. But the instant the terror attacks take place, they will pass it next year. They will suddenly say that they were always for it, and don't say that they weren't, or you're a communist. I mean, that's basically the political line. When you criticize a liberal, you're a fascista, a fascist. When you criticize a neocon, you're a commie. These people are all working together. It is a disgusting mess. So we'll get into the pending draft legislation targeted for spring of 05. The draft will start in June of 05. This is from Congress.org, up on Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, there is a pending legislation in the House and Senate, twin bills, S89 and H.R. 163. The draft can begin as early as spring 05, just after the 2004 presidential election. The administration is quietly trying to get these bills passed now. While the public's attention is on the election, so our action on this is needed immediately. $28 million has been added to the 2004 Selective Service System, SSS, budget to prepare for a military draft that could start as early as June 15, 2005. Isn't that interesting? Selective Service must report to dormant for decades. It is ready for activation. Please see their website, www.sss.gov/PRF plan_FY2004.html to visit the SSS annual performance plan, fiscal year 04. The Pentagon has quietly begun a public campaign to fill all 10,350 draft board positions and 11,070 appeals board slots nationwide. Though this is an unpopular election year topic, military experts and influential members of Congress are suggesting that if Rumsfeld's prediction of a long, hard slog in Iraq and Afghanistan and a permanent state of war on terrorism proves accurate, the U.S. may have no choice but to draft. Congress brought twin bills, S-89, H.R. 163, forward this year, entitled the Universal National Service Act of 2003 to provide the United States, including women, perform a period of military service of a period of civilian service in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security and for other purposes. These active bills currently sit in the Committee on Armed Services. Dodging the draft will be more difficult than those from the Vietnam era. College and Canada will not be options. In December of 2001, Canada and the U.S. signed a smart border declaration, which could be used to keep would-be draft dodgers in, signed by Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs John Manley and U.S. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge. The declaration involves a 30-point plan which implements, among other things, a pre-clearance agreement of people entering and departing each country, reforms aimed at making the draft more equitable among gender, and class lines also eliminate higher education as a shelter. Underclassmen would only be able to postpone service until the end of their current semester. Seniors would have until the end of the academic year. Even those voters who currently support U.S. actions abroad may still object to this move, knowing that their own children or grandchildren will not have a say about whether to fight. Not that it should make any difference, but this plan, among other things, eliminates higher education as a shelter and includes women in the draft. The public has a right to air their opinions about such an important decision. Please send this to all friends, parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, and cousins that you know. Let your children know, too, it's their future, and they can be a powerful voice for change. Now, that's just one version of the bill. I have seen many other versions, and we've covered these. The Houston Chronicle has reported on it 2 years ago. Yesterday, I read an article, The Times of Seoul, out of South Korea, where they have national compulsory service for men and women, and you have to serve domestically in tattletale squads, picking up trash on the highways, literally ditch digging. This is the old Soviet/fascist model. So it's a new, bigger, more horrific form of conscription. Conscription goes back thousands of years, but in the Western world, England called it press gang. So they would just come into the town and grab some young men and throw them on board ships for a three-year tour as a slave. And you can say it's, to defend America, and you put out all this propaganda. But if these wars were righteous, like World War II or something, you wouldn't have a 30% plus shortfall in people at the different branches of the armed services. I mean, if America was being attacked tomorrow, truly attacked like we are on our southern border, and they called for volunteers, you would see a swelling, and you would certainly see me in line, but not to go fight for oil and weapon sales in the New World Order, as the Vice President has stated in his own public documents in the PNAC plan. No way am I going to go breathe your depleted uranium, which your own Army manuals say shouldn't be used and shouldn't be breathed. No way I'm going to take your deadly vaccines. No way I'm going to machine gun women and children. No way I'm going to be a prison guard at a torture center. No way. You're saying, well, Alex, you're older. You don't have to worry. I'm not 49 years old. Some of these bills, And some of the writers to these bills are 18 to 49. The Houston Chronicle reported on a piece of legislation 2 years ago that would be up to 49, in some cases even older, computer programmers, highway construction personnel, doctors, lawyers, morticians, across the board, a professional draft. And the legislation states that upwards of 80% of you are going to serve domestically. We're talking about tens of millions of draftees, something that's never happened, women included, and you're going to have to serve here domestically under Secure Corps, a division of AmeriCorps, and we have scores of mainstream articles where it admits warrant service, checkpoint manning, the same as South Korea with these tattletale squads on the streets running around in these little gray uniforms they're saying they're going to give us. I mean, come on, people. Environmental activism, you know, out, quote, pruning the trees in the nature areas. I mean, just energizing all these big government movements. This is what they're listing. And so they'll say, oh, you don't have to serve in the war overseas. They're going to allow you out of that if you're over 26. Unless you're a professional, then you have to go overseas in many cases. No. You just have to serve your 20, 30 hours a week domestically. And the New York Times reported on the federal plan, 2 months ago, a chilling article where it said, oh, yes, we'll all have to sit several hours a day at a computer screen that is fed by Homeland Security surveillance cameras. And let's say you're in Texas, you'll be watching people in New Jersey. And if you're in New Jersey, you'll be watching people in Wisconsin. And you'll have a split screen, four different screens on your computer that the government will pay for, your own little government computer. There'll be a camera on you. You'll report to it. And then you're going to have to watch for suspicious behavior and crimes. That's terror now, see, according to Section 802. It actually said this. And they said that in case you're not watching, you see, you're going to have to be logging in and reporting to the police station in the city you're helping watch. If you're in Texas, you'll be reporting to the New Jersey police station on an online chat room. They'll be watching you via the camera. This is actually in the newspaper, folks. We read it on air. And in case you're not watching the video screens, they're going to insert fake terrorists. That's right. You know, it's like the new video games are so sophisticated, they look real. They're going to insert someone leaving a satchel by the public school. They're going to insert someone climbing the fence of the power plant. It's going to look real, so they're going to simulate, but they wouldn't simulate fake beheadings of people, no, or fat bin Ladens in dark rooms taking credit for 9/11, which is now admitted. But no, they admit they're going to simulate terrorists, so that'll create the mindset that it's really happening. It's going to be a video game in real time where you don't know if it's real, which is mass conditioning and brainwashing. It's a more sophisticated form of all these drills they've had coast to coast of urban warfare training, terror attacks. That's to create the fear, federalize the police, test those nerve endings from the central nervous system out into the body politic of this Homeland Security Northcom slave grid. So that's going to be your life, sitting there at the Big Brother computer. You wondered how they'd man the millions of cameras. Now going into road studs, you know, the little bumps on the road? Those now have infrared scan cameras scanning your plates, face scanners everywhere. Oh, but a lot of people, they're going to enjoy their several hours each evening on the computer. And they're going to enjoy the weekly visits. They even admit that the neighborhood watch community is going to be the head battalion headquarters. And you'll report, and all the control freaks in your local neighborhood community are going to be in power now, watching you, making sure you follow the orders. Why, America got nuked. We've got to change things now. We've got to report everyone. And, of course, there'll be no real terrorism in your neighborhood, but there might be guns. There might be drugs. Maybe you're abusing your children. There's going to be lots of things to report. And the government said we're going to go from the 7 million in the prison system to 33 million by the end of this decade, official numbers. And so you're wondering how they were going to get that many people in there. Well, lots of you are going to be going there. Because there's going to have to be some people being reported on. We're literally entering hell on earth. Hell on earth. The total Sovietization. The East German system in America. I hope you yuppies love what you've done.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
We're going to get into the oil prices, the Enron scamming, this new email confirmed to be accurate out of the Pentagon, where they're like, oh, don't let any other companies even talk to us. The vice president runs all this out of the VP's office. Just total criminal activities and the billions of dollars publicly going on. That's all coming up as well. And we've got Jacob Levitch from Counterpunch coming on. The return of the draft, a bipartisan production. But I want to give each caller about a minute or so we can get to all of you. Paul in Delaware, then Ron, Carlos, Ishmael, and others. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
I got three issues that I got out of the New York Times last week. I never had a chance to talk to you about. One of them is the interrogator, Alan Colonel B. West, at home in Florida, as he's preparing for a job teaching high school, And, of course, after you go into the full-page article, he's torturing the Iraqi police officers who he took on patrol with him. And then he is now planning on going and teaching in Atlanta. So what do you think?
Well, yeah, that's the point. They're going to be our school teachers, our cops, you name it, 32 camps, tens of thousands tortured, running our lives.
Yeah, yeah. And the
they're going to be the neighborhood watch commanders.
Yeah, so not only are they going to be interrogating us and these sheep out here, these people that are watching your videos, listening to your radio show, I hope they understand that they need to get out and make copies of your videos instead of sitting down and waiting for someone else to, you know, they want to put someone else on the front line, a lot of them. I know some of them. They want to put someone else out there to do all the, you know, work, making the videos or whatever they're doing, speaking out, while they sit back there and think they're going to reap all the benefits.
Well, look, a lot of people are taking action. Other issues real quick, Paul?
Okay, well, the first paragraph is Paris, May 25th, as the European haggles over the final words of their first constitution, they are bedeviled by a three-letter word. Of course, that three-letter word is God. And then the third article basically talks about how they're looting Iraq, and they've got all kind of box cars and oil equipment and ignits of bars and aluminum and steel rotting and just a bunch of stuff they're looting out of the country. So just wanted to bring up them three.
It's all owned by the same people. Europe, America, it's all together.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to give them three news articles. And
excellent. I appreciate the call, Paul. Great points. Thanks for your support. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, let me finish this, please. I think you'd be very interested in like your take on this. We're focused on a family, you know, the largest family organization in the country. I wrote them a note. I said, you know, what about the New World Order? Aren't you people aware of one world government? What's going on? Here's a response. Thank you for writing, Focus. Response to your inquiry, indeed, we are aware of the rumors surrounding the concept of a New World Order.
Openly, they're announcing world government, openly on C-SPAN, openly, and it's a rumor, yeah.
And other conspiracy theories. Be assured, Focus on a Family shares your concern and readily recognize the powers of darkness in today's world. We think you would agree, however, that the earthly manifestation of satanic influence from mere possibilities to more specific, easily discernible social ills. In other words, they're saying, well, that's a mere possibility, but we're dealing with the, you know, the hands-on stuff, the real stuff, which is like abortion, the blatant homosexuality push, the redefinition of the family, blah, blah. And at the end here, they say this. Whether or not such conspiracies existed then or exist today is subject to debate. I know you love that.
All right. Thanks for the call. Oh, my. Yeah, let's not treat the gangrene. Let's just cut the leg off. Let's go ahead and talk to Carlos in California. Carlos, go ahead.
Paul, I have never believed the official version of 9/11 about the 19 hijackers. There was a rush to judgment by, of course, the New World Order to deflect our attention and look at the 19 hijackers, where probably other intelligence services were involved in the and with a real.
Well, there's no probably involved in it. I mean, yes.
You know, that's the standard methodology used historically by the New World Order. They also use the same methodology with Lee Harvey Oswald. They rushed to judgment, convicted him, when in reality somebody else was involved. Of course, we all
well,
know.
Well, look, in Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks, they describe how to frame patsies.
Exactly. And then people have a short memory. They don't go back to history. They did the same thing with Tim McVeigh. So we got to go back and look and scrutinize.
And by the way, that's now all admitted. They had videos of the other people. They covered up the evidence. He was some type of secret CIA agent. All that is now come out.
Exactly. What we have to do is look at the Israeli connection. There was a company called the Moving Systems Incorporated.
Yeah, those are the guys celebrating on top of the building, and then it turned out they were Mossad. But I don't believe Israel carried out the attacks. They certainly had prior knowledge of it, though.
Well, probably in conjunction with our own intelligence services here, Alex. But definitely, we gotta look at that thing a little closer.
I tell you what, Carlos and others, we got a guest coming up, but we'll take calls while he's on. Stay there. I'll let you finish up later. Everybody stay with us. We'll talk about the draft when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Again, my friends, it is June 2nd on this Wednesday edition. Thank you for joining us. Your calls and a bunch of news about Enron scamming, new Pentagon documents coming out with Cheney running the bid projects right through his own company from the VP's office. What's happening with the oil prices, all the new matrix, that's actually what it's called, systems that are going in to track and trace you. It's all coming up in the next 2.5 hours that we've got left in this global transmission against tyranny. But I want to spend some time on the national draft. Again, for 2 years, there have been bills after bills after bills, all these different versions introduced in the House and Senate. But still, when I do radio interviews myself, 4 or 5 times a day, callers will call in and say, I haven't seen no evidence of a draft. You're making it up. And this new draft is 18 to 26, some versions 18 to 49, professional draft, women. You'll have to serve here domestically, basically as a slave. It's more of the Soviet or fascist model of a draft, total conscription, total slavery. And this whole war is to be widened into 60-plus other countries, according to the president's own public documents from PNAC and other groups. They want to widen it and then funnel the entire economy through their military-industrial complex infrastructure. That's what all of this is about. This is not free market. This is organized crime. And joining us is Jacob Levitch, and he is one of the founders one of the founding members of People Against the Draft. And you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through to Counterpunch and see his great articles and analysis on this. And I've got some of the actual bills and legislation here in front of me today. Jacob, it's good to have you on the show.
It's great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been fighting this, as I have, for several years now. Are you running into the same incredible denial of something that's publicly admitted?
Absolutely. People don't want to believe it. There's been plenty of evidence that forces in American society have been looking to get conscription back for quite some time. It's just a question of when they would be able to accomplish it. But I think that things have recently changed in the wake of the Iraq War, when it's become clear to the world that the United States military is not nearly as mighty as it claims to be, and where the U.S. military is clearly in dire need of more boots on the ground. Suddenly the process seems to be accelerating, that these bills that were hanging around in Congress for a couple of years are being discussed seriously. And we hear things like, well, I'll tell you, the thing that really kind of got my ears to perk up was when I heard that Senator Chuck Hagel and Senator Joseph Biden had both called for a bipartisan national debate on the draft. And when you hear bipartisan national debate, you know what's going on. It means that there's a very unpopular measure that they want to get through, and they want to see whether they can get away with it or not.
And now we're hearing they plan to pass it right after the election. We're going to see Democrats, of course, go along with it as well. We've even had Rangel a year ago out promoting it. And on top of all of this, this new draft that's coming, let's go over some of the details of the different types of legislation that are being proposed here, because this is unprecedented. This is going to involve women, professionals, and you're going to have to serve domestically.
Yeah, that's right. It's difficult to predict with any assurance right now what the draft bill is ultimately going to look like. I'm sure that it's going to be wrapped in a very pretty package. We've seen some of that going on already, where Rangel rationalizes the new draft by saying that the all-volunteer military, because under that system the people who do the fighting tend to be poor people, constitutes an economic draft or a poverty draft. And the real reason for Rangel to use that rationalization is to try to take liberal Democrats off the playing field, make it easier to pass.
Well, that's it. Use class warfare in a very very cynical, sadistic fashion. We know that the neocons' children are going to get the special deferments of the special National Guard jobs or local spy commissar jobs. They're not going to be on the ground. And the globalists, Bush told us years ago that they're going to invade dozens of countries, that it's a war that's going to last 100 years. Bill Clinton, in his last year in office, impaneled a congressional study of the draft, and people couldn't believe that was going on. So you're right that this is a long-term program.
That's right. In particular, the DLC, the Democratic Leadership Council, of which Bill Clinton was a member and of which John Kerry is a member, have been pushing for universal national service for years now. And most anti-draft advocates have looked at the various proposals and blueprints issued by the DLC and have seen them as a sort of stealth program for the staged reintroduction of conscription. Again, I think things are going to go a lot faster now because, frankly, you've got the empire in crisis. It doesn't have the military force on the ground to back up its grandiose plans. And it's got a window between, right now and right after the elections when they desperately need more troops and there's very little they can do about it.
Jacob, are you on a cordless phone?
No, I'm not.
Okay, your line's breaking up a bit. We may, during the next break, reconnect with you. But I can still hear you clearly. Now, look, the Army Secretary, even of Enron fame, told them we need 500,000. Commandants of the Marine Corps retired. Generals told them this. They were all very conservative people. Were told, you're a communist, shut up, by the neocons, literally on talk radio. The globalists knew they'd need more troops. Wasn't this a question of just getting us into it, the camel's nose under the tent flap, and then saying, oh, we've got to stay? I mean, even Kerry saying, oh, we got to stay.
I think that's part of it. I think there's a possibility that Rumsfeld and company really did believe that a war like this could be fought and won, and that U.S. imperial power could be projected all over the globe, mostly through air power, because Clinton's war in Yugoslavia made them confident that, you know, a massive bombing attack was enough to get countries to do what we wanted them to do. Iraq has demonstrated that that's not true. A massive air war is not enough. You do need, and the phrase is becoming very popular now, boots on the ground, if you're going to have a successful, and I'm trying to put that in quotes with my tone of voice, military occupation of a country that doesn't want you there. The figure 500,000 is important because it gives you an idea of the scale of what's necessary just to hold on to Iraq. That was a Pentagon estimate before the war of how many troops would be needed to sustain the occupation. Now you're looking at a situation where more than a year later, the people of the country are angrier than ever. The resistance is organized. Things are falling apart in Afghanistan to the point where the U.S. has just sent 20,000 more troops over there. Just this morning, I saw that the Army has announced that it's going to be applying stop loss to all the new troops that are going to Iraq, which means
that means you don't get out. You sign up for a three-year term, but in fine print it says, hey, we got you for 20 years if we want you.
That's correct, and it's the moral equivalent of conscription. You have people who are going to retire, who are going to leave, who are being prevented from going. They're also transferring troops to Iraq from military bases in South Korea, which are...
Let me stop you. Yeah, just transferred 4,000.
That's right.
Meanwhile, my cousin, Special Forces, 18 years, always been overseas. He's suddenly in Austin the last year, covertly merging the military and the police. They've got helicopters out surveilling us. It has nothing to do with terror. Meanwhile, they're beefing up a domestic military force, and we have top generals saying that martial law might be a good thing. We have them declaring martial law in six counties in Georgia preemptively ahead of the G8 summit. I mean, this is a military dictatorship they're setting up.
It's getting pretty scary, and of course, the next few months are rather critical because it seems to me that given the defensive position that the American empire finds itself in right now, almost any incident could be used as an excuse.
A magical, fortuitous, what do they say in the PNAC document in 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, written by Cheney? A helpful Pearl Harbor event?
Yes.
You know, something, Jacob? I don't think Pearl Harbor was helpful. I losing 2,800 Americans.
But
I guess Cheney thought it was helpful, and he got that same number just a year after he wrote that.
Yes, it was highly convenient. And, of course, given the current course and direction of U.S. foreign policy, you won't have to wait too long before there's some kind of event that can be used in similar fashion. And I think it's possible then that we may not even have to wait until after the next elections to see a move for the draft.
Now, a round of draft usually lasts 35 years in the history of the U.S. When they do bring it in, it takes 35 years to finally get rid of it again for a while. So if your child's 5 years old, folks, you can be almost assured they're going to be drafted to fight in this endless war on terror somewhere.
Yes, well, Alex, that's one of the reasons I got involved in this in the first place, because I've got a kid, and he's 7 years old, and it seems as though I shouldn't be all that worried, because we're talking, 10, 11 years in the future before he could actually be called up. But what we're looking at here is a situation in which both the Democrats and the Republicans inform us that we're involved in a war on terror that's going to last 25 years. And
let me stop you. They've said 25. Cheney said two generations. Bush, I saw him 2 years ago, say it may last 100 years.
And it could well. Basically, it's going to last as long as the U.S. empire, such as it is, continues to last.
And let me expand upon this, because yesterday I read an article, the Seoul Times, where they describe the national conscription and how the people have to carry ID cards and how basically everybody's in this. and they serve domestically as tattletales, you name it. Have you looked at SecureCorps, a division of AmeriCorps, and the plans they're talking about domestically? It is literally like something out of East Germany, where you're going to have neighborhood watches, people spending 20 hours a week watching surveillance camera monitors. I mean, this is Orwellian.
Yes, that's correct. And I think all they lack at this point is the funding. But again, that's something we're going to be seeing after the elections. I think it's important, too, for people who are laboring under the illusion that somehow things might be better if Kerry won, that they go on to Kerry's campaign website and read the white paper that sets forth his plan for universal national service. Because, among other things, even absent a military draft, which is, of course, not directly discussed in this document because it's too volatile an issue in an election year, what he's talking about is compulsory service for all 18-year-olds lasting 2 years at subsistence wages. All federal financial aid apparently will become contingent on serving for those 2 years. And the sorts of roles that are being discussed...
Well, it's the same thing Bill Clinton talked about. And literally, you don't even graduate. Now, Nate, that's the 2 years after that Kerry's talking about. Clinton and Bush likes this plan, this first State of the Union, and they're implementing it, folks. You'll have to serve 10, 15 hours a week for your last 2 years of high school.
That's correct. That's also part of Kerry's program.
Now, tell us about these roles.
Oh, okay. Well, among other roles, they're talking about adding hundreds of thousands of people to the Department of Homeland Security. And the roles they would be performing, I'm sure, are quite similar to the ones you just described.
Well, the New York Times said that they're going to put a computer in your house, that control freak that lives down the street, that old lady, that young man, whoever they are, it said this, and we're going to be made to watch hours every night of, let's say I'm in Texas, I'll be watching surveillance cameras in New Jersey, Jacob.
Yes. I've heard about those plans. There are many plans. It's difficult to keep our fingers on them at this point because they're rolling past so quickly, and it's shows and sites like yours that allow us to even remember, that these alarming ideas are pouring out of Washington. But again, the alarming ideas seem to be, both parties seem to be equally comfortable with the notion that there ought to be an anti-terrorist specialist living on every block, somebody keeping close watch on you. And
they were on CNN last week saying, watch pregnant women, watch people in baggy clothes. And now Homeland Security is saying, oh, we're going to fight crime too, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
See, now it's expanding. It's not just terror, it's crime.
Yes, and the blurring of the distinction among wars, criminal acts, terrorism, and finally domestic dissent is really one of the most frightening trends in the American public scene that we've seen over the last 10 to 20 years. At this point, the United States is prepared to call any kind of activity that it regards as being in some way a threat anything that they find it convenient to call it.
There are national talk show hosts, it's not just one now, it's about 10 that I've heard, saying, if you criticize the government, that aids terrorists, arrest them, and make them pay for their stay in prison. Let's make them work. And they've introduced bills in Oregon and Rhode Island and places to do this.
Yes, and this is also another effect of the Universal National Service Plan. It really creates a new category of low-wage labor where you've got hundreds of thousands of kids doing menial work.
And we've already taken their jobs overseas, and there's even massive layoffs in the hamburger industry. And, yes, this is a new kind of thing like Roosevelt had, but instead of building dams, you're going to be tattling on neighbors.
Yeah, that's right. It's a variant of what is often called military Keynesianism. And I think part of the motivation behind this is a sense on the part of the powerful that we could be very soon facing a deep economic crisis and with mass unemployment. And the people from whom governments like ours have the most to fear are probably young people who don't have a lot to lose yet and who haven't been as thoroughly indoctrinated as perhaps they'd like. And it would be very nice, I'm sure, in the event of some kind of military, economic, or other domestic crisis to be able to sign all those kids up right in high school and be able to, at the time in their lives when ordinarily they ought to be learning to think critically, to question what they're told.
Well, let's go over this. In the last decade, they put police liaisons in all the middle schools, all of them, writing dossiers on mommy and daddy. Now they're all over the country. Every day I see it. Military liaisons for a full semester in middle school. They're looking at the test scores, reading the papers. I mean, this is literally the East German model.
It's also the case that Kerry's program calls for the denial of federal funding to any educational institution that bans ROTC from the campus.
So you hear that, Democrats? Bush's skull and bones cousin isn't going to save you, so we'll talk about how we do stop this when we get back with our guest, Jacob Levitch, and he is one of the founding members of an organization known as People Against the Draft. We'll tell you about that website when we get back as well, and we'll take your calls. This is of paramount importance. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
One on it, but the draft is slavery. In Rome, you didn't have to serve in the military unless you wanted to. That is, unless you were a slave who'd been captured from the Visigoth kingdoms of what is Germany today or what is France and Gaul. And then later in its decline, they did have to bring in the draft. But this is incredible. And it's now upon us. And it's a Soviet or Nazi-style draft. I mean, I cannot stress that enough. It's for everybody. And it's to take over the entire society, massive indoctrination. And then you have to take those smallpox vaccines. You have to go through all their guinea pig behavior. We'll talk about that with our guest, Jacob Levitch, here in just a few minutes. And hopefully he can stay with us. We can take some calls a little bit in the next hour. I know we have a lot of people holding. Carlos and Ishmael and Gordon and Larry and many, many others. Before we go back to our guest, though, I would encourage all of you that are on the Internet to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we have a lot of free video and audio and stuff there. But PrisonPlanet.tv, every week we put my special local TV report on there, sometimes multiple reports, special text reports, news articles, the best audio interviews that we have. I like this interview right now. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. And we had to do this because we got too popular. Millions of people watching the videos on the site. Can't continue to do it unless we get some people subscribing for some exclusive media, and then we can still offer a lot of it for free. So you are subsidizing the general public's education as well when you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. So please do it. Also, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry a bunch of other books and videos that expose the New World Order and this criminal elite. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe shopping cart, or simply call toll-free to get the videos or books, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you are authorized to make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes. I want you to get them. I want you to make copies. They're very professionally produced. They're waking a lot of people up, and you get big discounts when you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. Also carry a lot of other great videos and books by other researchers. Now, going back to our guest, tell us about people against the draft and some solutions, please, sir.
Absolutely. People Against the Draft is an organization that started in my living room. My wife and I became increasingly concerned about what we saw as the inevitability of a move to get the draft in place after the election. And we wanted to talk to people about it. We began bringing our friends over, and things really just snowballed. And we built a website. We're going around to schools in the New York metropolitan area, talking to people, and we're trying to establish chapters across the country. The lesson of all this is that there's nothing intimidating about putting together a political organization. Everyone can do it. The listeners should know that if they have an issue that they want to deal with, and they want to inform their neighbors and bring them together and try to act in concert, just do it. Get on the phone, call them up, bring them over, and do it. And sometimes you start that ball rolling downhill the hill, and you really get momentum that way.
Well, Thomas Jefferson said it best, evil men and tyrants flourish when good men do nothing.
That's absolutely true.
And if we just stand here sucking our thumbs, it's going to happen. But they can't get away with all this craziness if we just say no.
Absolutely.
And I know you're at work. Can you stay with us a little bit in the next hour?
Certainly.
Good. Okay, we'll come back, talk to Ishmael, Carlos, Gordon, all the people that are holding. Toll-free number to join us on this issue, 1-800-259-9231. And we'll talk about the time frame, too, some more, and what this new national slavery will mean. Slavery's back. Yep, we're back to the 1860s.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs.
The Berkey Lights rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.